Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. What is awaiting you after you close your eyes to open them in eternity? What is awaiting you after your body returns to the dust of the earth? We live in a world of choices, and despite all of the choices and philosophies strewn about the landscape of our day, there remains one important choice for every individual. You see, your earthly destiny and eternal destination are determined by who and what you choose to believe. You have a choice to go to heaven or hell. And make no mistake, it's your decision, and nobody can make it for you. Eternity is a breath away. Where will you spend it? In today's sermon, titled A Matter of Personal Choice, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages everyone to make the conscious decision to choose heaven over hell. And he charges believers to take an active role in witnessing to people. Let's join in.
Going to heaven or hell is a personal choice, but God says choose heaven. It's not God's intention for anyone to perish in hell. God has a good plan for you, but it's your choice to receive his plan for your life wholeheartedly. God doesn't want anyone to perish, and yet people are perishing day in and day out. Even though it's God's intention that everyone be saved, there are millions of people who have perished without Christ. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, God doesn't want anyone to perish, so everyone should be coming to repentance. His intention is to save every single person. But you decide your destiny, my friend. Jesus Christ outlined the guidance regarding how any enters heaven or hell in his preaching and teaching during his time on this earth. Anywhere he went, he gave us guidelines. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, going that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, John chapter 3, verse 16 has become a very popular verse. It's so powerful, so the choice is yours. The goodness and forbearance and the patience of God leads you to repentance. That's why sometimes it looks like God is not coming, it's not bringing judgment. But you see, the goodness and forbearance and the patience of God leads you to repentance. So repent today and receive Christ as your Savior if you haven't already done so. There will come a time when there will be wrath of God. The text of scripture in John chapter 3, 36. I'm going to read it to you. It's frightening, but absolutely true. The Bible says those who face the wrath of God will spend their time in hell, where there will be torment. Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 36, that he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. You see, that's a very frightening statement, but it's absolutely true. Most of our emphasis is on the grace of God and the love of God. And that's fine, but there is the wrath of God and the judgment of God. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who came to save the whole world, has warned that whoever rejects him shall perish. That's what the Bible says. Let me read it to you again. Jesus, speaking in John chapter 3, verse 18, said, "He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." You see, this is Jesus speaking. God hates sin and he warns mankind year after year, generation after generation. You see, the laws of God never change. The principles of God never change. God is asking people to take personal responsibility for the choice that they make regarding their eternal destiny. He says, whatever we sow as a nation, whatever we sow as individuals, we reap what we sow. It's so important to take note of that. We reap whatever we sow. Even though you are intended by God to be saved, it remains a personal responsibility to accept his gift of salvation. It's up to you to choose to accept him. It remains your personal decision to cooperate with him and accept the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 33, verse 37, that, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. You see, Jesus was saying, this is not the plan I had for you. This is not my will for you. My will for you is peace with God. The Lord reminded them that he couldn't do what he wanted to do because they wouldn't cooperate with him. So going to heaven or hell is a personal decision. But Jesus Christ has urged humanity to cooperate with God and receive what's on offer. The gift of salvation is on offer right now. He declared, strive to enter the narrow way. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. That was Jesus speaking. You see, Moses also said to the children of Israel, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. You see? So, it's a personal choice. Receiving Christ as your Lord and personal Savior is the simplest and safest option. Jesus made it clear that anyone who refuses to receive him is condemned already. That's the scripture I read to you earlier on. Refusing to accept God's gift of salvation is stepping into hell and destruction. We must put our trust in Jesus Christ. He is the only way to heaven. Whoever receives Christ is on the only way to heaven. And there is no turning back because Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, the early disciples of Christ echoed this message. They say, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And as I speak right now, many believers today are pleading with sinners to be reconciled to God. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So time after time, day after day, the message of the gospel is being propagated and proclaimed to you that make the right choice. You see, I know, like many other believers who have received salvation, we cannot wait to be permanently with the Lord in heaven when life on this earth is over. But we must continue to be vigilant and try and make the right judgments and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit in order to enjoy the abundant life here on earth that Christ promised to give his followers. Christ revealed what he came to give us. He said the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's the life God has given to believers. That's the life that God wants to give to you if you would just stretch out and receive his offer of salvation. He also revealed what's prepared in heaven for those of us who have accepted him as our Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be." You see, so it is a matter of personal choice. God, our Father and Creator of heaven and earth, decided what we are to become. But it's a matter of personal choice to become what He intended for us. God created you and me. He is the only one who can tell you the good plan He had for you. He said to children of Israel and you and me that, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope." That's the plan God has for you and me. There is guidance to heaven or hell, but you take a personal responsibility. You make a sensible decision about what is the right thing to do to save your soul. Bible said, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" That's written in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. So going to heaven or hell is a personal choice. But friend, since Christ says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me," and receiving Him, our voice being tormented in hell, let me ask you a question. Isn't it a wise decision to receive Him as your Savior? Answer that for yourself. Those of us who have been saved, every believer has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Let's spread the good news to those who are perishing. You wouldn't want your loved ones to go to hell, would you? I'm just asking you as a believer. It's sad to see how people can reject the gift of salvation when it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. So God is up to evangelizing His word. His main aim is to evangelize the world. So He said to believers, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus has also said in John 17, 18 that, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." So you and I have the privilege of being a part of the evangelizing process. Christians are not just left in this world to enjoy being a child of God. We are left here for a definite reason, for a specific purpose. We are to spend ourselves in getting the gospel to the world. So God left us here for a purpose, and that purpose is to become involved in missionizing and evangelizing the world. The message of the gospel is the good news of the power of God unto salvation by grace through faith. The mission of the church and every individual Christian is to get the message out there. Otherwise, why do we exist? I ask you this question. Why should God leave us on this earth if we are not going to share the gospel? If we are not going to conform to His likeness? If we are not going to serve His purpose? If you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you have no hope. You have no future. And if you will, you may receive Him right now. Pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.